welcome, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for joining us once again on Connecting the Dots. Your host, Frosty Wooldridge, right out of Denver, Colorado, looking at all the pretty leaves of fall and the autumn splendor that we're enjoying here, the last leaves of fall in the low country, if you will, on the Front Range. Always a pleasure to have you here. And, of course, you can go skiing in the mountains right now. Loveland's open, A-Basin's open, and folks are out there skiing like a bunch of bandits. And everyone here in Colorado is waiting for the big snows so that the high country can be filled with weekends of skiing and champagne powder. And always just a great time of the season. Trick-or-treat is coming. We're about to have the hobgoblins and all the little gremlins come around to our house. I'm sure they're going to be coming to your house. And they're going to be mining the sugar treasure. The sugar treasures that we... bring to them as they go about trying to find how many cavities they can create in their little mouths this early in their lives. Tonight, of course, hopefully you have caught on that we're going to have the presidential candidate, the one that I think would be the greatest rendition of a presidential candidate, a man who has great honor, great integrity, great intelligence, great passion for this country, and who is the one man who has stood up against all odds. And that man is, of course, Congressman Tom Tancredo from the 6th District here in Colorado. I know the man extremely well, have great respect and honor for him, thank him. And in fact, today, after the first commercial break, I'm going to read a tribute to Tom Tancredo that was published in neighbors.denverpost.com. That's neighbors, like plural, neighbors.denverpost.com. And on that website, you will see a rebuttal to a Denver Post editorial that made some scurrilous comments about Tom Tancredo, and we'll go into those after the first break. And we're going to have, if you want, your questions. And I would ask you to bring those questions. I've already had quite a few questions brought over the email. My email, frostywooldridge.com is my website, but if you want to go right to the questions, frostyw@juno.com, frostyw@juno.com. Ask those questions, and I'll put them in the queue. I've got Pam, and I've got Willie's questions here right now. I also have Diane Reeves, who was a guest last week, and she's asking a few questions that I think are very worthwhile. And so Tom Tancredo is going to be answering a great deal of those questions. And if you have any more, please email me, and I'll just get it right here, and I can ask him so that you're going to get the information. Now, Tom Tancredo is running in the Iowa caucus coming up here in 63 days, I believe, 62 days, certainly in the New Hampshire run there also. And so the presidential race is really starting to heat up. And one of the things that is lacking throughout the country right now, whether it's Mitt Romney or Giuliani or certainly Hillary Clinton, Obama, or any of the other front runners or even not front runners like John Edwards, no one is talking about immigration. No one is standing up and saying what they're going to do. No one is addressing it. I don't care. Fred Thompson, Giuliani, any of them are really making any kind of appreciation for this greatest of crises that face our country. Now, last week, Brownback stepped back and dropped out of the race, and you're going to see a culling of the herd, if you will, in the coming months. And it would be my hope, my great appreciation, that Tom Tancredo rises to the top as one of the top-tier candidates that really is out there addressing America's greatest crisis. And this is a man of integrity, and I'm going to read a tribute to him after we come back from the commercial break. So thank you very much for joining us, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Oh. heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you once again for joining us here at Connecting the Dots. And if you would like, I would like to have you go to Tom Tancredo's site, and that website is, if you would like to support him, is, of course, teamtancredo.org. That's team, TEAMTANCREDO.org, teamtancredo.org. One other thing is, if you'd like, I wrote a review on his book, his very profound book, In Mortal Danger. In Mortal Danger, Battle for America's Border and Security. And we are in quite a battle, as you all know. 20 million illegal aliens in this country at the bare minimum. Some estimates put it over 30 million. The crises, of course, was really reported in my last column. What if 20 million illegal aliens vacated America? You can see that on rinse.com. You can see it on AmericanChronicle.com, American Daily News with views.com, Morty'sCabin.com, about 30 other websites. The key is, if they all vacated today, this country would be so much better off. It would be astounding. Money-wise, language-wise, culture-wise, less traffic congestion, less airplane, you name it, it just goes on and on and on. But In Mortal Danger really brings home what is happening as we're losing our culture, losing our language, losing our hospitals, losing our schools. We're not losing our prisons, though. They're bursting with 30% of all of our prison populations are loaded with illegal aliens and the felonies they have committed. Tom Tancredo, since 1998, has been going after this great dilemma in this country. And today, he announced, or yesterday, I believe, that he was going to retire from the House of Representatives. He is still, of course, charging toward the presidency of the United States of America. And I'm holding a piece here by the Denver Post. And by the way, Tom's going to be here within about 10 minutes. He's got to take care of a few things in Washington, D.C., but he'll be calling in. And this is the editorial by the Post. Tancredo clone need not apply. What really caught my eye on this little nasty Denver Post editorial was that they said that he had been, and I quote, and let me get it right here real quick, that this man had been, the Post wrote, from those who have grown tired of Tancredo's overheated rhetoric against illegal immigration, unquote. And I ask you the question, with 20 million illegal aliens in this country and all the crime that they commit, how could you have overheated rhetoric? And in fact, on the liberal side, former Governor Dick Lamb stands shoulder to shoulder with Tom Tancredo, because both these men know the ramifications and the consequences of this continued massive invasion of our country. And yet the Denver Post has been part and parcel here in Colorado of helping it. So I wrote a counter to that, and I'm going to read it to you because I would like you to appreciate what Tom Tancredo has actually done for this country. And the title of it is, and you can go to, again, neighbors.denverpost.com to read it yourself. It's right there in Connecting the Dots. You'll see it on the posts. Tom Tancredo reached the rarefied leadership of Susan B. Anthony, Dr. Martin Luther King, and Thomas Jefferson. Exclusive in neighbors.denverpost.com. In all great social change, a leader emerges ahead of his time to right a specific wrong. That leader knows more than indolent citizens, understands more than the media, and steps to the front to create a tipping point for the common good. As Mark Twain said in 1860, and I quote, "The patriot is a scorned and hated man. But when his cause succeeds, however, even the timid join him, for then it doesn't cost anything to be a patriot," unquote. Gandhi suffered scurrilous attacks on his character. Gorbachev elevated himself above media attacks. Mandela endured horrific media onslaught and 27 years in prison. Even our own Eleanor Roosevelt tolerated the press attacking her noble purposes. Thus, the Denver Post scorned Susan B. Anthony at the turn of the century as she injected the issue of women's voter rights right up their nostrils like a quart of cold ice cream. To the Denver Post, Dr. Martin Luther King proved a radical that should be silenced, perhaps because Thomas Jefferson wrote such a drastic work as the Declaration of Independence. If the Denver Post existed at that time, its editors would have attacked him too for daring to speak against Great Britain and the Crown. This week, the Denver Post lambasted Tom Tancredo in an editorial announcing his retirement from Congress. The Post wrote, "From those who have grown tired of the Tancredo's overheated rhetoric against illegal immigration," unquote. And I respond, "Those of us who pay $654 million in additional educational costs annually for illegal aliens and the students in our schools, the $38 million annually in hospital costs by anchor babies of illegal aliens and medical care, and the $20 million in taxes to pay for the 7,300 convicted illegal aliens in our prisons, all of these would disagree with the Post, as you can imagine, because we're the taxpayers. The families of eight women in Boulder who were raped by illegal aliens would disagree with the Post. John Hessler, the CU quarterback living in a wheelchair after being hit by illegal aliens, would like to have his legs back. He would disagree with the Post. Denver officer and family Don Young, Justin Goodman, and dozens of Coloradans who have been killed by illegal aliens in the last couple of years would vehemently disagree with the Post as it lambastes Tom Tancredo. Every victim of the 7,300 illegal alien convicted convicts in our prisons would disagree with the Post. Unemployed Coloradans might pitch an angry word into the Post's continued support and obfuscation of the consequences of over a half million illegal aliens living and working in our state would also make a little bit of a gripe. How many illegal aliens stealing jobs and depressing wages for our citizens would disapprove? How about the chaos they create in our schools with 41 different languages and the horrible academic degradation of our standards? Tancredo rides so far ahead of the Post that the editors can't see his dust. Tancredo knows the overpopulation load will kill this state like immigrants destroy California today. It's not a conservative issue either. Former Governor Lamb stands shoulder to shoulder with Tancredo. Does Lamb represent an overheated rhetoric as he stands against this massive immigration quandary? Let's invite the Denver Post to educate itself as to the calamities of massive, unrelenting, and unending immigration. What advantages will you come up with adding the projected 6 million to the state of Colorado? What brilliant ideas will the Post engineer to solve the water crisis? How about the 3.1 million acres of lost land because of population increase by 2021? How about trying to solve the I-70 for camping and skiing when the next 6 million people are manifested in Colorado? And how about the quality of life with that kind of people congestion? And how will the Post solve the air pollution in one of your editorials with an added 6 million? Yet you expect us to live with the consequences of your narrow-minded understandings of the long-term consequences of immigration, both legal and illegal. Why? And I say in the final, when the history books report on the triumphs and tragedies of the United States in the early part of the 21st century, the name Tom Tancredo will speak to future generations if this country survives this immigration nightmare, because Tom Tancredo's visionary understanding. If we don't, and become a third-world morass of poverty, illiteracy, loss of the middle class, water crises, energy crisis, and overpopulation, future generations will lament the Denver Post's short-sighted, money and growth at all costs ineptitude as it ran us into a crisis that resembles a human Katrina. To those who enjoy Tom Tancredo's passion for his community, his state and country, he proves a man of limitless zest for life and iron determination to save the United States from its greatest crisis since the Civil War. Tom Tancredo will prove a man of vision, forthright energy, integrity, and fortitude. He stands as a man ahead of his time. The human body lasts less than a century. A man's achievements endure forever. This is the sum of Tom Tancredo's friendship to his students, leadership in Congress, drive to right the many wrongs, and memories that will survive throughout the ages. A tribute to Tom Tancredo. Well, thank you very much for listening to that tribute to Tom Tancredo. And again, I hope you are sending through the email all of your questions, because Tom's going to come on after this break, and we're going to get right to it, and he's going to be talking to you directly on what he's going to do as President of the United States. And I hope each and every one of you enjoys his presence and his patriotism and his inspiration, because against all odds, this is a man who is a statesman, not a politician. He's a teacher. And he's a man who just said, hey, there's things going wrong here, and I got to go up and start doing something. So he ran for Congress, and he won. And that has been the great change in this country here in the early part of the 21st century, because if it wasn't for Tom Tancredo, the immigration invasion would continue unabated until we simply were so swamped that there would be no way to pull ourselves out of this dive. And this is, of course, a dive that we're suffering right now. And each of us in the listening audience and across America have become the victims and or the survivors of this, as I said, human Katrina. So I'm very excited that we have someone like Tom Tancredo leading the nation. In fact, in the House, he has created the Immigration Caucus. It has well over 100 members. It's the largest caucus in the House of Representatives. And that all comes because of Tom Tancredo's efforts and for his activism. And again, if you'd like, make sure you get his book, In Mortal Danger, Battle for America's Border and Security. I've reviewed the book myself. I've read it, and it is outstanding. It is powerful. It is compelling, and it will educate you and then inspire you. And it also gives answers and solutions of what we can do and must do to pull out of this civilization's dive, if you will. And at the same time, make sure you go to his website. And that's teamtancredo.org. And right after this break, we're going to come back, and hopefully we'll have Tom on the line. Thanks for joining us at Connecting the Dots. This is Frosty Wooldridge, your host. Look forward to seeing you on the other side.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us once again at Connecting the Dots. Tom Tancredo is not on the line yet, so I'm going to go to some of our phone calls. We've got folks from Florida and California and Wisconsin. Carrie, there in Wisconsin, I believe, do you have a question or a comment? And thanks for joining the show. Do we have Carrie in Wisconsin? Okay, we don't have Carrie in Wisconsin. How about Donald in Florida? Do we have Donald in Florida on the telephone here? We don't have Donald in Florida. How about John in California? Is John in California on the line?
No, Dominic.
Well, that was Donald.
Okay, Donald?
This is Dominic in Florida.
Oh, Dominic in Florida. Okay.
Go ahead,
Dominic. Thank you for calling. And do you have a question or a comment?
Yes, I have a question here. We're going to have problems down here as far as identity cards that the commission down here are going to propose to give out to illegal aliens, and I want to know how to go about stopping this. Is this a vote among the commissioners, or does this have to be put out as a vote to the citizenry of Miami-Dade?
Well, that one would, you'd have to go to your local legal counsel on that one, or find out from your representatives, the state reps, one way or the other. I know that Spitzer in New York, the governor of New York, is giving out illegal alien driver's licenses, and he is now being countered by the county clerks. More than, I think, 25 to 30 of them are balking, and they will not lay down for the governor of New York, Spitzer. And right. And so you're seeing some American citizens saying, enough of this. We're not going to allow this security risk. We're not going to allow the state security risk and a national security risk by giving illegal aliens driver's licenses. So down there in Florida, I would imagine, go to your state senators and your state House members in Florida to stop any of that kind of thing from going on down there in Florida. You can also get a hold of Joyce Tarnow with Floridians Against Illegal Immigration, and you can write me, and I'll give you her address, and she will help you to dial in.
Yeah, we have that.
Oh, you do have that. Well,
yeah.
The best thing to do is get a hold of Joyce Tarnow, and she, along with Bob Finch, can help you and work this thing and bring your greatest backlash against it, and work to make just work to stop it there in Florida.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Alrighty.
And
Miami-Dade, not the state of Florida.
Yeah, no, this is Miami-Dade.
Yeah, Miami-Dade. Well, whichever area it's in, I think Joyce Tarnow will help you get some information on how to stop that from happening in Miami-Dade.
All right.
Alrighty.
Other than Tom Tancredo leaving the House, he's still running for the presidency.
That's correct. He is still running for the presidency, and you can go to teamtancredo.org for all the information and where he stands in his platform.
Okay.
All righty. Well, I got to take off here because I got a lot of other callers. Thanks for joining us, and I appreciate you, Dominic, for asking those questions. We're going to go to Carrie in Wisconsin. Carrie in Wisconsin, you're on the phone.
Hi.
Hi, Carrie. Talkie. Thank you for joining us
Carrie.
From Wisconsin.
I'm actually from Iowa.
Oh, it's from Iowa.
Yeah.
All right.
And Congressman Tancredo is not on the phone, I take it.
He's not here yet. No, he's
okay.
Doing a radio commercial, so I just have to wait for him to get on the phone.
Okay. Actually, this question was for him because I just spent 5 days with him. So.
Okay.
The question is, I just spent 5 days following you around Iowa, sir. I wanted to know, how did it feel last night when you walked into the Council Bluffs Iowa event and you heard your Iowa supporters chanting, Tancredo, Tancredo, Tancredo? I have been following you around since your headquarters opened up in Iowa, and I just wanted to know personally, how did that feel to you?
Sounds like a winner, Carrie. I'll ask him that question and as soon as he comes on board.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much. We have John from California. John, you have a question.
Yes, I have a question for Tom. Since this summer's amnesty debacle, I wanted to look into what was behind it, and I came up with the Security and Prosperity Partnership, the SPP, and I was wondering if he would answer my question. What does he think about that in light of the article Building a North American Community? Are you there?
Yes, I am, and I'm just writing that question down, and when he gets on here, I will certainly ask him that question.
Yeah, because in that article, which seems to be the basis for the Security and Prosperity Partnership, they want this North American Community to be in place beginning 2010, which would be the last presidential campaign before that would happen.
That's correct.
So,
it would be the last time the United States is a sovereign nation if it comes into play by 2010, because at that point our borders will be totally dissolved and we will no longer be a nation called the United States of America.
That's it. This has me scared to death, and nobody knows about it.
It has me scared to death, and I know about it, and I've known about it for well over a year now. For those of you out there who want to get more information, go to this month's New American. This is this month's New American. I think you can go newamerican.com or .org. Get the magazine. It will tell you exactly what's happening, and I'll be writing a three-part series on the North American Union here in the coming month of November, and it will expose it. And there are many other writers out there, D.V. Kidd's exposing it. Jerome Corsi is exposing it on WorldNet Daily, so you can really educate yourselves. Just go to WorldNet Daily, and Jerry Corsi is doing a great job.
I have a feeling that Tom is the only presidential candidate that could stop this thing.
That's correct. Tom Tancredo is the only man that's going to stop the North American Union.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code, or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee 37371.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you once again for joining us here on Connecting the Dots. And boy, I'm having a little frustration because Tom Tancredo has still been tied up with this radio commercial in Washington, D.C. He was supposed to come on at 20 after. And obviously there has been a little bit of a glitch, and I'm hoping to get him on for at least 20 minutes here before the end of the show. I have been getting quite a few questions across my email board. What were the first five things that the president, Tom Tancredo, would do on the 20th of January of 2009? And I can answer a little bit of that. First of all, immigration. And he says right here on his website, "Illegal aliens threaten our economy and undermine our culture. While our brave soldiers risk their lives to protect us overseas, our political elites lack the courage to defend us at home. I am 100% opposed to amnesty. As president, I will secure our borders so illegal aliens do not come, and I will eliminate benefits and job prospects so that they do not stay." Also, I know Tom quite well, and he has said in the past that the only way to bring this country back to a balance is a moratorium on all immigration. I don't know what his final number of years would be on that, but for me, and not speaking for Tom, but for me, a 10-year moratorium on all immigration into this country, that's legal immigration, and of course, stopping of all illegal, which he would do as president. It would be his first act. He would be just like Dwight D. Eisenhower back in 1954. Within 1 year, he had over a million illegal aliens either self-deported or deported by the rule of law. And that is what he would do. Number two, preserving life. The innocent unborn enjoy a God-given right to life. Roe is a scar on the moral and intellectual history of the country. But contrary to popular belief, overturning it would merely permit and not require states to prohibit abortion. And he says, to protect life, we also need to educate the public about the second victim of abortion, the mother who is subject to the potential lifelong medical and emotional scarring. Number three, the income tax. He would change it from what it is today, which, of course, as you all know, is a quagmire. He is talking about a legislation of fair tax, and that could come down to a national flat tax or a national sales tax. He also has a stance on trade. And, of course, we're being outsourced, insourced, and offshore as far as our jobs. And for anybody who watched the China situation on Charlie Gibson tonight, obviously China is just eating us alive. And he would start really giving America and America manufacturing a new domestic policy that would really bring about more jobs for American citizens. And one of the things he would like to do about Iraq is this. America's noble sacrifice has purchased Iraqis a precious opportunity for democratic change. It is now up to them to ensure their own success, setting the president's November benchmark for shifting control as an actual timetable for disengagement will let the regional powers and Iraqi factions cooperate to forge a new balance of power for themselves. In other words, let's get our boys out of Iraq is my personal deal, and I think Tom Tancredo would start moving toward that. He also knows that the Social Security system is in really big trouble, folks, really, really big trouble, as Ed Sullivan would want to say. We have a really big show for the night. Well, the Social Security system for America is really, 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 really big trouble, and the projections show that by 2016, the only way to avert its collapse will be deep cuts in benefits, heavy borrowing, and substantial tax hikes. And the best suggestion that he has is to switch from a defined benefits approach to a defined contribution approach with payroll tax-funded private investment accounts. These accounts would be made available to young workers and function similarly to 401ks. So you have some of the points that he is bringing up. I would invite you to go to his website, and he will really stand up on Homeland Security, gun control. He will talk about the budget and political correctness, and he doesn't mess around. I know Tom pretty well. The one thing I know about Tom Tancredo, he is a statesman. He's not a politician. He was a teacher, for heaven's sakes, and he is the man who would simply bring this country back to the values of the U.S. Constitution, to the values of the American way of life, to the if you will, support of American citizens. And he would not be sitting here kowtowing to foreign illegal aliens. He would not be sucking up to Mexico or any other third world country. Certainly would not tolerate further the drug abuse and the drug input into this country. And we have the power. We can get our border shut down in a month or two by simply bringing 35,000 troops back from Korea and planting them on the U.S. southern border. I guarantee you it would stop the $130 billion a year drug trade. And so that's what he would be doing, and that's some of the things that he would bring into to being if he was president of the United States. Before we go any further here, I guess we're just, well, I think we may not get him here until the last second. Henry of Connecticut, you have a question, sir, or a comment?
Oh, hello, hi.
Yes, right. Henry, thanks for joining us. Always appreciate your comments.
Yeah, all right. This is something related to Tom Tancredo. What I was going to say is this. For those out there, you know, I kind of like Tom Tancredo over even Ron Paul, because I don't know if you heard of a guy named has a website called jobsdestruction.com. I forgot what his name is.
Uh-huh.
He said that Ron Paul kind of once the legal visas, you know, like he's kind of going along with not the, the legal work permit thing.
Sure.
With immigrants, that Tom Tancredo does it. Now, I will tell you this, though, and for those of the people out there listening, though, if the person even does want Tom Tancredo, they should vote for Tom Tancredo, but they could vote for Ron Paul anyway and still get Tom Tancredo. And I'm going to tell you what I mean. If Ron Paul wins the Republican primary, which he could very strongly, he even got a couple more $1 million now, he has no other choice but to pick Tom Tancredo. The reason why is if he does not, you will have another another John Fitzgerald Kennedy, Lyndon Baines Johnson situation, where, you know, Lyndon Baines Johnson was a part of outing Kennedy, okay,
sure.
Outing John Fitzgerald. And see, the thing with Ron Paul is that the other than Tom Tancredo, the other Republicans that are running on there hate Ron Paul. And if Ron Paul picked one of them as a running mate, as vice president, they definitely would be all for perhaps cooperating with the powers that be to kill him. Okay, so the only person that Ron Paul could trust and work with as a running mate, feel that he don't have to always watch his back, you know, with his running mate, with his vice president, would be Tom Tancredo. Because the others, you see, when you see Ron Paul, I don't have a TV, but I listen on the radio, when Giuliani and all the rest of them, when anything Ron Paul, they laugh, they giggle, and so forth. The only one that seems to kind of respect Ron Paul is Tom Tancredo.
That's appreciated, and I know there's certainly some skeletons in the Ron Paul closet. The one thing you know about Tom Tancredo, there are no skeletons. This man stands up and tells it like it is, and he knows exactly what he's going to do, and it's right there on his website. And I've seen the man over the last 5-6 years now. I've been to rallies. I've been to his speeches. He gets standing ovations. You know, he's really got a great sense of humor. He's funny. Highly articulate. He's very inspirational.
Yeah.
He'll bring people to their seats. He'll bring a whole room, a whole coliseum to his feet because he really hits on what's really happening to us and how we feel.
Yeah, there's strong support for Tom Tancredo. Don't get me wrong. And I really are the two. And it's kind of funny. Both of them seem like kind of, I'm not really a religious person. Both of them seem kind of like, kind of more into kind of the Christian religious stuff a little bit. But I would say it's funny, even between the two of them, Tancredo probably is a better guy, but I the only choice Paul has if he picks somebody on the Republican, you know, ticket, unless
sure.
He picks somebody else, would be Credo because the others would try to kill him. He would have no choice. You
That's
see,
true.
I do know the others are globalists and they definitely would try to kill him. The other thing is this: you mentioned Social Security.
Right.
One of the things you got to understand with this is that which they try to push in this country with the Social Security is that the Social Security is really a part of the. Initially, it was founded to be a separate thing in a separate account, but they really put it in the whole pot. You know, like the money just goes all together. And they keep talking about Social Security being in trouble, but the fact is they kept tapping into it and putting it into the general fund and mixing it with everything else anyway to begin with, which it should not be. Actually, you're not required to even have a Social Security number to even open a bank account. That's against the law, but we do it anyway. But they really it goes a part of the general budget altogether, and they always keep talking about it being in trouble, but that's because they keep messing with it.
Yeah, I know.
Now, the thing with Tom Tancredo has with the Social Security, that's not a bad idea. But I would also say there could be something where you could have a special thing where it gets allocated to the states where you live. In other words, rather than even going to the federal government at all, maybe require each state to have something like that, even though it's maybe even collected by the federal government. So maybe if you move from one state to another. But it could be state-managed as opposed to federal. That may help, too. But the idea that Credo has is not bad. That's not a bad idea.
I think
as far as this immigration stuff, that stuff really is a disaster because I even see what's going on up here in Connecticut. And the thing that's amazing is that the people don't realize that these people who are pushing all this stuff, it's not just destroy this country, and it's not just, well, it's work, 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 which I get tired of hearing. Meanwhile, they're downsizing and getting rid of American workers.
Right.
But this is all a religious, when I mean religious, I'm not talking necessarily saying Christian, but this is all a religious destiny, all these stupid, sick, old globalists that are just keep pushing the same thing like 40 years, even long before I was born. And it is a failure because every town and area where they have all that, you know, it's beyond a melting pot. Everywhere they push that, the other people just eventually move out. You know, I see that happening in Bridgeport, Connecticut. You know, it's becoming more Hispanic, and I guess originally it might have been more white, and there's still some black and some white around, but it's very much less probably than what it was 20 years ago.
Yeah, well, there's all, there's, you know, in other places, my gosh, they have...
Oh, yeah, sure. Look at Queens. I mean, Queens is... Now, Queens is far worse than Connecticut. New York, they just let... I heard a guy from New York call your show months ago. He said that they had that problem in the early 80s, and they did nothing about it.
Nothing.
Yeah.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Well, again, and we're in trouble. Henry, thanks for bringing
thanks
in
a lot.
That call,
okay.
And I'm going to have some more questions
here.
I appreciate it. Henry really keeps us up to what's going on in Connecticut, and I have Diane Reeves, who was on our show last week, said, and I'm asking this question, I would like to know, if you are elected as our next president of the United States, what would you do for those of us who are living in sanctuary states and sanctuary cities? And if Diane is listening tonight, I almost can answer this unequivocally, and that is that Tom Tancredo would suspend any possibility for these states and or mayors of cities to continue with sanctuary policy, because why? It is against the U.S. Constitution. It is against federal law to harbor, induce, aid, encourage, or assist illegal aliens to remain in country no matter what your personal convictions. So the bet is Tom Tancredo would stop sanctuary states like Maine and like Oregon and simply stop all sanctuary cities like Los Angeles, like Denver, Colorado, like Boulder, Colorado, like Cleveland, like Chicago, Miami, Atlanta, and you just go on. There's about 30 of them. Also, she asked, as president, would you try to eliminate those in positions of power who disobey our federal laws? I think Tom Tancredo would really move toward the rule of law and would not leave any stone unturned. And you better believe he would go back and work with the Constitution and literally maintain the rule of law by enforcing the rule of law. So that would be that answer. And if you are not elected president, what will you do in the future, being that you have announced you will not seek another term as a congressman? I think that Tom Tancredo personally is going to at least relax, get with his family. Jackie and he have been on one heck of a roller coaster ride, cheered and thrilled most of the time, and then of course all of the other things that come in at him the rest of the time. It's a tremendous load, emotionally, spiritually, physically draining. I tell you what, I'm a high energy person, but I couldn't keep up with Tom Tancredo, and what he's done since 1998 is beyond fantastic. So a well-deserved rest, and then at some point there will be other great things for Tom Tancredo, possibly governor of Colorado. At some point, possibly senator here in Colorado in the U.S. Senate. But I think he's a man with a destiny that's going to be continue to be great. And lastly, how quickly will you get a proper, secure fence installed after you are elected to president? Now, I can't quite answer that for Tom Tancredo because I'm not certain, but I would think that you wouldn't even need a fence by the time Tom gets into office as president, because he's going to go after all the core reasons. Pardon? Okay, my gosh, we are the last 10 minutes of the show. We have Tom Tancredo, candidate for president of the United States. Mr. Tancredo, thank you for coming on the show, sir. It's an honor and a privilege to have you, and thank you for coming on with Connecting the Dots.
What is this Mr. Tancredo stuff?
Okay, Tom.
How long have we known each other, buddy? And no, it's just, Tom is just fine.
All right, sir. Well, I'm so truly honored. And you know, just in the last 10 minutes of the show, I know you've had a tremendous schedule. Could you just give the listeners across America a sense of what you're going to do when you're president of the United States?
I'll tell you what, if we actually had a president of the United States who would be willing to enforce the law, just the laws that we have, you know, we don't need any more. We just need a president who will enforce them. Because everything that we are, Frosty, everything we've been in, you know, the Western civilization is really at stake here. It's a huge issue. And when it's not just immigration affecting our schools and our hospitals and our prison systems, it's a real threat to who we are as a nation, And if we go, Western civilization goes. I mean, that's how serious I believe this is. And so I'll tell you, as President of the United States, that is my commitment. Enforce the law. And that means you go after employers, of course, who are the major source of the problem. They're the ones that are the magnets dragging all these people in. But you have to secure those borders and whatever it takes, because across them, Frosty, you know and I know, are coming not just people who want a job that no American will do, you know, that phrase that's
right.
So bogus, but a lot of other things are coming, drugs and terrorists. We do need to defend those borders, and we need desperately to reduce the number of illegal immigrants in this country, and I believe, frankly, we need to reduce legal immigration, because we are not assimilating, and there are too many people here who refuse to assimilate, and this is a real threat to who we are.
You know, it truly is a real threat to who we are, not only as a nation, as a cohesive nation, but as a culture and as a language.
Yes.
Now, could you bring some of the high points in your book, In Mortal Danger, to the listening public that you think are the most important ramifications of what we face?
Yeah, and in a way, we've sort of done that, but it's so important that to understand that this whole thing is more than a bumper sticker kind of idea or phenomena. And my book, what I try to do is explain that we're talking not about an issue, a single issue. We are talking about a phenomena that we call,
Tom, we're going to be right back after these commercial comments.
Okay, all right.
Thank you for joining us. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. The good, the bad, and the ugly. And thank goodness tonight we have the good, the very good, and the best of the good, Tom Tancredo, a candidate for President of the United States. I have his book, In Mortal Danger. I really recommend it. And, Tom, I got to tell you, just in the break alone, I got 100 questions on my email inbox for you.
Oh, my gosh. Well, they can, let's see, can probably go to teamtancredo.org and maybe we can try to answer some of them that way. I don't know how else to do it, bud.
Yeah, I know, because we're not going to have the time now, but I'd like you to spend the next 3 or 4 minutes that we have left in the program and just give America an overview of what you're going to do, how you're going to do it, and really assure them that there is hope for this country.
Okay, well, that is actually exactly what it's all about. I'll tell you, I never, ever decided to run for president of the United States simply to be president of the United States. I ran because I believe with all my heart that this nation is at risk. And it is from jihadism abroad to multiculturalism here at home. These are the things that threaten us. We have to talk about them. I know that people don't like to, and they get antsy about it, but the fact is we have to address these issues or we will not survive this. And a president has got to be a leader in a number of areas, certainly domestic policy, but he's got to be a person who actually sets the tone, the debate. We have to talk about who we are as a nation. The fact is Western civilization is at stake. When the lights go off here, Frosty, they go off all over the world. I believe we are at war with radical Islam. It's not terrorism. It's radical Islam. And we're going to fight them in a lot of places, in a lot of different ways, maybe not with huge armies moving across borders anymore. Maybe it's far more surgical than that. Maybe it's, you know, it is, and I think it will be, far more the use of special ops and that sort of thing. But there also has to be a war we are in a war of ideas, and somebody has to articulate ours. We've got to be fighting for something, not just against something. So it's really what I hope to try to accomplish is to get this country and the West itself to understand what's at stake, And to join together wherever we came from, whatever kind of culture we left when we came here to the United States, and our ancestors and the people who are coming today. All I ask is that you come here and agree to assimilate into this country, to become an American. That means learn the language, and it means to jettison any sort of loyalty that you have to the country from which you came, and a connect to this one. That's where your loyalty should be placed. And I don't expect to see people on May Day walking in the streets of America with flags other than an American flag. I'm burning, you know, and speaking harshly about America. I want to see immigrants saying that they want to be part of America. And until we can get an assimilation process working again, I do believe that we have to reduce even legal immigration pretty significantly. So anyway, that's what I would try to accomplish. It's a big order, I know, but look what's at stake, buddy. Look what's at stake.
Oh, Tom, you and I both know what's at stake. We've both been on that world stage. We've seen the consequences worldwide, and we've certainly seen the ramifications, and you and I both know just the population overload that's going to swamp this country. I've talked about it many times, and you have too. I'm so glad you came on the show tonight.
Thank you for your
service to America, and I'm sure I'll see you soon. God bless and Godspeed to you. Tom Tancredo, the next president of the United States.
And to you, bud. Thank you.
Thank you, Tom. Ladies and gentlemen, you have just heard presidential candidate Tom Tancredo as he moves toward the Iowa caucuses, moves toward New Hampshire, and moves toward the presidency, and is going to take you to be a part of his march toward that presidency to save this country from what we all know is happening to it. I thank you for listening, and I thank you for participating, and thank you for all these letters you've sent in. And go to teamtancredo.org, teamtancredo.org, and they will answer those questions or at least give you a basis. Thank you so much. Good night, Godspeed, and God bless.
With recent